When do I come in? Oh, I come in now. It's dropped. Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number millions, God knows how many. But this is called December Quickie because this is a quickie December podcast. Just a few tracks this week ahead of the massive podcast that's going to be coming in a couple more weeks. I like this music now. Feels good underneath, doesn't it? That's Glenn Waltman and Man Made. I think it's called Man Made. Who cares? It's a new bed. It's the new thing. There's lots of new stuff happening next year. And ahead of that, I will tell you about it. I just need to get used to the length of this first. I've got to say the actress of the bishop. Yeah, some really exciting plans for next year that I'm going to tell you about. I've just got some great music this week. I'm just about to start the podcast and I've got a brand new track. And I just thought, oh, listen to this. And I thought, whoa, listen to this track by Anya, I think it's Anya or Anyana, Anyana Vasan, that I'll play you in a second or so, called Oh Sister. So yeah, what's we're getting ready for Christmas. So the Christmas, oh look, does this, if this is the proper thing, I'd bring the music up for this, but I won't. If you want to listen to this piece of music in total, in full, without me nattering over it, then listen to the podcast before this, because I played it in full. So yeah, what's happening? A couple of weeks time. Actually next week I'll do the Christmas podcast and I'll do a roundup of tracks that I've, some of the tracks that I've played and some of the tracks that I haven't played. I don't know how I'll do it, but it'll be just loads and loads of music. That's what I tend to do every Christmas and New Year. Give you loads of music with a rundown of who played and that afterwards. Or before, I don't know, but I just tend to do lots of music so you can download it and listen to it while you're stuffing your bird. That's what you can do, can't you? So next year, it's exciting. Anyway, what I'm going to do, because I want to tell you about next year, but I want to play you some music as well. Let's play this track. I got it this morning. It's Anyana Vasan, and it's called Oh Sister, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Ain't it always about a man? Song always goes, kind-hearted woman to his evil-hearted ways, so on and so forth. Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Ain't it always about a man? Ain't that how the song always goes? Kind-hearted woman to his evil-hearted ways, so on and so forth. Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? You love like a martyr, wear your heart like a suicide vest, tell you something for nothing, your love was long gone dead. Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? What a pretty sight with the roses all over, little black dress on, lights down low. What a sorry sight, she's waiting by the door, dinner's gone cold, he ain't coming home. What, but you've been there before, you've heard this story, it's been told, it's old. Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Don't write yourself a weary thin tune. Go to a corner, go wailing out if you wanna make it sound blue. nightmare. Hear what it's doing to you. Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? Oh, sister, when you gonna learn? When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn?
Take me for another fool now, don't. You've gone and broken every rule now, don't. You walk away and you think it's cool, well, don't. You didn't have to be that cruel, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Just another bird, no, don't. You and me, it's just absurd, well, don't. You get no points for coming third, no, don't. Don't you say another word, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Best I can, no, don't. Let you see that I'm the man, no, don't. Wasn't ever in the plan, cause I, strong as I am, fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. I could really fall for you and I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand.
Chart the progress of your life with a compass pin. Map the constellations to explain the mess you're in. As nature gives the calls that you must heed, and tells you when to heal and when to bleed. Topographies of fault line hearts pervade your art. because the human face is hideous, its eyes belie insidious designs. Fates display the hand that shows how you have died. Love to ward off death, but I don't see the funny side of hiding in a maze that you contrived. How will we make it out of here alive? You know the cards that you've been dealt cannot be held. Can't explain causality, and so to fate forever be Challenger approaches. It is a giant cat with never ending rainbow tail that spans all around the earth and back to its mouth, which it uses to mock your puny muscles. Next to you, Loki laughs a Loki laugh in his flowing bridesmaid's dress, underwear. His son's an elephantine cat who challenges you to lift his lumbering, toasty strawberry full body. And looking in your nephew's eyes directly, you draw a hammer from your utility belt, but it's not your near and so regular claw hammer. You cannot hide your horror as you strike at Jörmungandr with a too tiny broth veiny clawing at the scaly flowery pixelated skin as he draws his polychromatic tail from round the earth, wraps and wraps and wraps and wraps and wraps it round your sorry neck as you stand there, pitiful, meager, paltry, trifling, measly and pathetic, and you suffocate as asphyxiate, blue, disfigured, breathless corpse, mangled and misshapen and defeated, dead, dead, dead. To the carved and the image of the Ophidian was locked in a mind on you, overlord.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Wonderful. What a great little trio of music you had there. First of all, we started off with the Anyana Vasan, I think that's quite how it is, or it could be anything, Anyana Vasan, whatever, and Oh Sister, which was absolutely bloody gorgeous. There's lots of good music out there, and when people say, oh, music now, sorry, I've got my fire on, and when people go, oh, there's a lot of old rubbish music now, listen to that. That was absolutely glorious. Love that. And there's another track, actually. She sent me two tracks. There's another track, I can't remember what it's called. Oh, yeah, it's called Outsider Blues, which I might play next week because it's really good. I could go on about it some more, but I'm not going to. And after that was Don't, which is a track by me from my album 3AM. And, oh, God, there's a message coming through. Hang on, already I've started. And what's happened? I can't not check what that is. What is that? It's from First Direct Bank. Send financial gifts overseas with no charge. Oh, thank God they told me about that. God knows what I'd have done with that little nugget of information. So anyway, oh yeah, we had that and then Don't. And then we had Eto Shin, who are a band on the Sotones label, who I'm not sure if they're actually from Southampton, because Sotones isn't strictly Southampton. So I was told by White Ape from last week. That track's called Kaivada. Yeah, yeah, well done. Think of a name that no one can fucking pronounce. Kaivali? Okay, Kaivali. It's obviously a Welsh song. An amazing band. I saw them live a few years ago. I can't remember. I think Anya McCluskey was playing, and some guys from Eto Shin were accompanying her, or were in a band or something, and I was very impressed with how great they were, really, especially their drummer, very good drummer in Eto Shin. And so yeah, they've got some new stuff out, Sotones, because it's 10 years of Sotones, which brings me beautifully in to the podcast, which yet next year, I've only just realised this, will be 10 years old. 10 years, 10 years old. 10 years old, for God's sake. So, can you believe it that 10 years ago, I sat down here with, I sat down here on a Sunday evening, probably, and did my first podcast. Wasn't too sure what to do, but I had this great idea to do a podcast, thinking this would be a good way to promote my music, and I'm still here. what I wanted to do, well, I kind of wanted to do this anyway, and then I realised next year was 10 years. Anyway, what I am going to do is I'm going to go back to those hazy days of 10 years ago, well, probably a bit less than 10 years ago, when we had lots of good things happening in the podcast. So there were lots of stuff going on, wasn't it, Ian? Ian, there were heady days. They were heady days. I kind of try to giddy up some of the people that used to contribute to the podcast and say, come on, do you want to come and do something? And they're all like, oh. And do you know what it is? I think the reason they don't want to do it is that they don't think the podcast's not necessarily good, because they don't bloody listen to it. They don't think there's enough people listening and doing things for them to make the effort. And so do you know what I think? I think, fuck them. I'm going to do this podcast, and I'm going to make up my own shit to put in, and I'll do my own bits and pieces, and I'm also going to put it out once a week. I stopped putting it out once a week because I just got busy doing things, but I'm just going to add this to the reason I'm pausing is because I have this theory. I have many theories, but I have this theory when people say, oh, well, you know, we can't do this tonight because I haven't got time for it. Or I can't do that because I haven't got time for it. What it is we all have lists of things that we want to do in our head, don't we? We have things, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do the garden. We're going to do a bit of decorating. We're going to go and record an album. And then we want to do this and we want to do that. And then sometimes we want to sit down and watch TV. All those things go in our list of things that we want to do in our head. Now, When someone's doing a got a lit in, when you get your thing that you want someone to do into that I'm not really putting this very well, am I? Hang on. So if you ask someone to do something and they say, I haven't got time to do it, what you need to do is to get on their list, right? So your thing that they go, well, you know, I haven't got time to do it. You go, well, let's find out how I get on your list of things to do. So I still not see it makes sense in my brain. You know when you have those ideas and you sort of think about it. Hang on now. So what it is, yeah, you just have to get onto that list and work your way higher up the list. So the reason that they want to do it. Oh no! I've lost it now. Anyway, screw it. That's a small thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be putting out podcasts every week, like I used to, and I'll have some bits and pieces that I'll think of as time goes by. What I've done is I've emailed artists, because all the artists that contribute to the podcast all go on a mailing list. And I've asked the mailing list, and I've emailed all of them saying, look, do you want to do an interview? And we'll do an interview and put it on the podcast, because they're always fun. They mix it up a little bit. I will ask some other people. I'll put this out on Facebook as well. If anyone wants to do any sort of contribution at all, don't worry. If it's shit, I won't put it out. So don't worry. My little hat's coming off my microphone there. So yeah, here I am, full of enthusiasm. Get up and go, despite it being bloody -4. It was this morning. -4. But I'm in my nice little office, so I'm all right. Fire's going. I'm going to put some more wood on. Let me just put some more wood on. And I'm going to make some coffee in a minute. I've got a new thing that I really love, Greek coffee. And I've got a special thing called a brickie. I think it's called a brickie. A brickie. But you put coffee on and boil it up. And I'm going to go and get it in a minute. And I'm going to put it on my fire and actually make boiling water on my fire. Anyway, that's the plan for next year. So so next week, I've already told you what I'm doing about next week. Next week, I'm going to put together a big podcast with loads of music. And so on the 1st of January, so we say 1st of January? 1st of January, the first podcast will go out. And then will it be the 1st of January? Hang on, let me just check this out. Because ideally, I'm going to be doing it on a Sunday. That's what I'm thinking about. So I'm looking at my diary today. So the 1st of January is a Monday. Well, it doesn't matter. I can put it out. There's going to be a lot of pre-recording going on. So it will go out on the 1st of January, which is a Monday. So that's quite good. So I'll put it out. So there'll be a new podcast every Monday. Every Monday. That's quite good. Starting with the 1st. On the 1st of January, 2018, the 1st of the new podcast. Well, they're not new podcasts, because bloody hell, aren't they? We'll go out. I don't know how long it'll be. I don't know what's going to be in it. God knows, but I'll be doing them. So I'll be doing it for the 1st, 7th, and etc. So let's build this podcast up again. Because the thing is, I play some really good music. Really, really good music. And not more people need to hear it. What happens is I kind of watch Facebook and I watch what people do. And when they get featured on the podcast, they sort of go, oh yeah, thanks, Nick. They don't kind of make a big... I've seen them make bigger things of it when they get mentioned on other podcasts or other radio stations. And I think, well, they should make a bit of a fuss about this one, because there's still quite a few hundred of you. Nearly 1,000 people will listen to this, believe it or not. I know, crazy, isn't it? And it will be there forever. This podcast will be there forever, because I'm very protective of my files. And even the first podcast, well, the first 10 aren't there, but we won't mention that. So I'm going to get some more involvement with people, and that's going to be the plan for next year. And hopefully I won't be going, which I did in the earlier segment of this thing, and that's what happens. So yeah, that'll be good. So what I'm going to do now is stop saying so, and I'm going to play you 3 more tracks, and then that's it, because I've got stuff to do. What day is it today? It's Tuesday the 12th today. It's very cold. It's 3:10 in the afternoon. So I'm going to put this out. So anything you want, or anything you think that would be quite a good thing to do, anything you've liked in the past that I can do again, then we can do it. We can make it happen. Now I'm wondering, Yeah, just if this is the first time you listen to the podcast, listen to some from maybe last year or one the year before or whatever. Just take your pick and see if there's anything that you like or other things that from other podcasts that you like. I'm actually binge listening Adam Buxton's podcast at the moment, which I'm just laughing out loud at because I find it hysterical, a lot of his stuff. And I started listening to him early doors. I listened to the first sort of like 10, I think. And then sort of stopped for whatever reason. But I've got back into them again. And that's kind of helped me to renew this this enthusiasm for the podcast. Because I think basically it's good. Because it's all, I mean, you might not like me, but that's immaterial. But the music I play, hopefully you will like. And it's all music that's sent to me from bands, from artists, from singer-songwriters, from all over the world. This Anya Vasson. I've actually lost her email, so I can't remember where she's from. But if you have a look on the podcast later on, if you're listening on the website or if you're listening on iTunes, have a little keep an eye out, because the artists tend to, once I've told them they're on a podcast, they often tend to make comments in the comments section, and they put links in and things like that. I know White Ape did that, and a few other people have done that in the past as well. So you can find out about them through that. I'm not going to put links in it anymore. It's too time-consuming, and it just puts me off doing the podcast. So I'll just put a list of people who I've played, and that's it. So anyway, let me tell you what I'm going to play next. I'm going to play Sarah Fortes, F-O-R-T-S-C-H, How Things Stack Up, and then a track called... Force I Possess, where is it? Oh yeah, a band called Force, I believe, and a track called I Possess. And then to finish off with, we're going to have Imperial Leisure and Animal. All right, so I'm going to play that, and I'll play a few jingles at the end, some of the old jingles. I'm going to make some new jingles for next year, and there's a couple of people I could ask that might at least do some bloody jingles for me, because they're not going to do fuck all else. I've spoke to them about the other stuff. And it's just, they didn't know. Because the thing is, it's not creating enough, steam. Is that the word? People aren't saying, oh yeah, is this thing on podcast? Absolutely brilliant, blah, blah, blah. Let's all watch this and all listen to this. It's not creating enough of a vibe. Is it a vibe? I don't know. You're sitting there going, shut up and play the fucking music. It's not famous enough, basically. It's not famous enough, so that's why they don't want to do it. So let's make it a bit more famous. Then we can get some better people involved in it. So crack on with this. Some music, some jingles, and then you'll hear some more next week with a massive podcast with lots of music on it. So I'll speak to you soon, and I'll carry on the music.
Yeah. It's funny how the sky changes to rain, and when the sun can break through, the cold will stop and then you'll change your mind and start to fade away, regain some perspective. And there's only one little thing you need to know about me, is that I'm stealing into this layer of history. Like to be the one part of the mystery, whether it's being free or up in flames. And I wanna be the one who shows whether it means I'm fighting. And I'll show the boys that I possess. And I'll be the one left standing. Just give up now or take my test. And I promise you that it is frightening.
We'll be right back. Deepak, you're Canadian, just like I am.
Yep.
So when you're not outside, you know, building igloos or racing your dog sled, like, what else do you like to do?
I listen to podcasts.
Why, anything in particular?
Yeah, I listen to Is This Thing On?
What's that?
Is This Thing On is an awesome podcast that a friend of mine puts together over in the UK. It's all independent music artists. It's a features. It's all. It's so awesome. It's probably the best podcast on the internet right now.
Awesome. Well, I think you're talking about Nick Tan, right?
Yeah, Nick Tan. Nick Tan. You can find him on Twitter if you want.
Okay. How do I find him on Twitter?
You go to Twitter and you type in Nick_Tan. Awesome. That's double N though, not the, you know.
So like double N-I-C-K?
No, N-I-C-K_TANN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's the music man.
He's the music man. Nick Tan's the music man.
Awesome. Check it out.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
Hi, my name's Bella Tegas Chase, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Hello, my name is Andrew Foster, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On...
Hi, this is Deborah G. from the Cherry Blue Storms, and you're listening to Is This Thing On? And no, you can't have any.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
Hi, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
This is the Posh Bird. And you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?